Our consumer slot this morning, a very interesting one. Now, it is common practice in South Africa for a couple to first enter a customary marriage without an antenuptial contract, followed by a civil marriage with an antenuptial contract. But does that mean that they have effectively altered their matrimonial property system without a court order and taking into account the interests of third parties, such as creditors? To answer these questions and more, we are joined on the line by Hopewell Sateke, Director at Lawtons Africa. Hopewell, good morning and welcome to The Weekend View.
Good morning, good. How are you?
I'm all right, but we got a couple of very technical issues to get through here. Now, obviously, when we talk about the matrimonial property system, we're talking about being married in community or out of community of property. The customary marriage versus the civil marriage in South Africa, how does it impact on those?
Yeah, sure. So before you get married, you have to decide whether you want to get married in or out of community of property, and you can't decide after. Mm. So in terms of the Matrimonial Property Act, rather in terms of the recognition of the Customary Marriages Act, a customary marriage is marriage for all purposes. And if you don't enter into an ANC, then you're regarded to be in community of property.
Mm.
So, but there's a technical point, as you mentioned, in that you can decide, and most people do that afterwards, after getting into a customary marriage, they decide to get married civilly, and then they enter into an antenuptial contract. Mm. So then you find yourself that you have been married in community of property, and then by getting married in terms of civil law, then you married out of community of property by entering into an antenuptial contract.
Okay. Does it mean a couple is able to alter the matrimonial system from in community of property to out of community of property without a court order?
So that's what it seems, because in terms of the Matrimonial Property Act, you can only do that by making an application in court. So the recognition of Customary Marriages Act seems to work in such a way that you don't even have to go to court. But the question then is, will the court then say, you married in community of property, so from the date that you got married, customarily you're in community of property, and then now you're out of community of property. So how the assets going to be divided will be interesting to observe.
Well, practically, how does that happen? At the end of the day, you get divorced, and our creditors are looking for your bond payments, you're still struggling with the house.
Yeah.
Practically, what is your status if that is the case?
So I think practically, and it'll be interesting to see that it actually happens, that you can divide the assets. So you have to look what assets were owned when you're married in terms of customary law, since were then subsequently acquired after. Mm. And practically speaking, it'll be an accounting exercise that needs to be done. But I suppose in all instances, it's two couples. So the creditors will hopefully not be prejudiced in that. Whatever the case may be, whether it's a joint estate or separate estate, the fact of the matter is that the creditors can go after both parties, assuming that they've entered together.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your best advice here? When you are getting married in the customary way, should that antenuptial contract be up for discussion there? Because an agreement between two people can be made at any time, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. So the issue really is between the parties. They can decide how they want to get married and the system. But the best advice for me is that even before you conclude a customary marriage where lobola negotiations are being made, you enter into an antenuptial contract before, if that intention is to get married out of community of property.
You good luck, because now you're suggesting that individuals sort themselves out before the process of the coming together of families. You're messing a bit with culture now, aren't you?
Not necessarily, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're intending to get married. So an antenuptial contract legally comes into existence only on marriage. So you can enter into an ANC, but it only comes into effect when you get married. So if you're going to get married civilly eventually, it's just a matter of doing the antenuptial contract long before.
And
that's not an issue, yeah.
And I'm sure it's your experience that most people getting married do not even think about these things before agreements are concluded, and at the end of the day, it's always going to come and bite you, huh?
That's exactly it. And the presumption is that the ANC, or the antenuptial contract, should be done only before the civil marriage and not before the customary marriage, which is not the case.
Okay, there we go. Hopewell Sateke, thank you very much for your time on The Weekend View, Director at Lawtons Africa.